On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Kelly Schultz, joined by two of our softball players out of Bemidji State, and out of Bemidji, I might add, Janine Williams and Janelle Williams, and you two are twins. Okay, which one of you plays outfield and which one of you plays infield?
I play outfield, Janine.
And I play infield, Janelle.
And how competitive are you guys, knowing that you're twins, you're sisters, you both come to BSU to play? How competitive are you?
Very competitive.
Yeah, I guess somewhat competitive. Not like scary competitive, like, yeah. Oh my gosh, like, I don't know. We're not like too competitive.
You got to travel with the team down to spring training. You guys played a couple of games where you won by 20 plus runs. How fun was it to be able to beat a team 21-22-0?
It felt really good, especially that one inning when we made probably 3 home runs. It was really nice.
And of course, being able to get away from the snow and the cold of Minnesota and go down to Florida kind of felt good. Of course, last year at this time, we had 70-degree weather here in Bemidji. You had to go all the way to Florida to find that. You know, you got still 2 feet of snow out there. You haven't really been able to practice outside. Janelle, how hard has it been to, you know, kind of think of game scenarios when you know that once you do get outside to play those games, you're going to have to deal with the elements, and you guys have been practicing inside the field house so far?
It's like challenging just because it's different on the field outside than it is inside on concrete, but I mean, we've been doing pretty good at the field house. Like, we've been
You're still able to do some fielding and hitting and pitching practice, aren't you?
Yeah, we still do all of that stuff, just indoors.
So you're from Bemidji. How did you choose Bemidji State? Was it just that you wanted to stay close to home, or did you have other reasons?
Yeah, mainly just to stay close to home and stuff.
Janelle, what are you going to major in here at Bemidji State?
Pre-physical therapy.
And for you, Janine?
Pre-dentistry.
Wow, very different things. Usually twins kind of follow the same paths. Do you guys spend a lot of time together then, since you are twins?
Yeah, we kind of have to.
Last Friday and Saturday, playing Concordia St. Paul Minnesota State was a tough doubleheaders for your team. How do you bounce back and get a win on Wednesday against Minot State?
We just have to take those two games and learn from them, and hopefully towards Minot we'll do a lot better.
How tough is it to play indoor? You know, you get the roof over, obviously, with pop-ups and different scenarios. Is it kind of hard to play when you've got a roof to deal with?
It's kind of hard to judge the ball as an outfielder, especially my first year, since I haven't really played indoors before. But and for infielders, it's tough for them to ground balls and stuff because the turf makes it more bouncier. But for hitting, it's a lot easier for people to make home runs since there's no wind or anything.
Now, you both being freshmen, how hard has it been to adjust to playing with this group of players that you haven't played with before? Was it kind of a challenge for you guys?
Yeah, it was a challenge, like, getting to know the players because you don't know, like, their backgrounds or, like, where they're from, but I think we've been doing a good job to get to know the team more.
Well, and being that you're from Bemidji, there's a little bit of a comfort zone here, knowing that you're close to home, isn't there?
Yeah.
Well, ladies, good luck on Wednesday against Minot State, and of course this weekend you get Wayne State and Augustana, and hopefully the snow will melt here in time for your home opener coming up in middle of April, huh?
Yep, thank you.
Thanks.
For more information about the BSU softball team, log on to BSUBeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.